Warning. This show features explicit adult content. Action, violence, and sexual situations. Listener discretion is advised. Yuki, Space Assassin. Episode 2, Roadside.
Alarm, enemy fire. Take evasive action.
No shit, sweetheart. I noticed. Log entry 0141, Pirate Space. So there I was. Thought I could saunter into pirate waters and catch myself a big old fish. Gizzo Marek, wanted terrorist leader of the Meraki Federation. A lot of hunters were onto him, but me? I intended to be the one that got him. I flew in close, waited for the fighting to die down, and as he slept, I planted a bomb right on his cabin window. Why stop at kicking the hornet's nest when you can drive your boot clear through it? Of course, now I've got three of his boys on my tail, out for a little revenge. Can't say I blame them, but... Oh, fuck. Hey, Dancer. You ever hear the story of Icarus?
Warning. Solar radiation will weaken shielding by 87%.
Uh-huh. But they need their shields more. Little lesson I learned under Killmaster Zil'Tan. Know your enemy. Know their minds. Know their bodies. Know even their spacecraft better than they know it themselves.
Assessment accurate. Our hull is 39% more resilient under fire than theirs. However, they still outnumber us. There is a 71% chance of failure.
Don't tell me the odds! Come on. Just a little bit closer. That's it, baby. Come and get this tail.
Alert! Shield integrity at 15.
Just tell me when theirs are down.
Affirmative. All enemy shields at less than 10%.
Warm up cannons. Suck on this, motherfuckers.
All enemy ships destroyed.
Finally.
Calculations complete. Course charted for Asteroid City, Sierra Zulu 69.
You know me so well. Do it.
Hello.
What was that?
Analyzing. Super light jump cannot be completed at this time. Chain reactions in the power couplings caused Pinky mission to fail. Super light core is non-functional.
God damn it! I knew those power couplings were too cheap. Two-faced, Graxian-humping junk dealer rips me off. Ah, fuck. Log entry 0142. Pirate Space. Normally I'd have a replacement superlight core lying around, but this was the replacement. I skipped out on getting another one during the last cycle because, hey, new core, what could go wrong? Well, this... Flew too close to the sun, tore up my wings. It's been about 6 weeks. In more civilized space, cryosleep and a distress beacon would be my natural move, but out here I'd rather not get caught napping like a sexy popsicle and wake up in a slave market on Katabasa. So I opted to ration my meals and scan for passing ships. Air and water aren't no thing, but protein... Well, I'm losing muscle mass every day. I try to keep this body lean and strong, but at the moment, I couldn't win an arm wrestling contest with a geriatric Rexian.
Spacecraft detected. Analyzing. Yuki, wake up.
I'm awake. Give me what you've got.
Haladin class freighter. Name? The Nock. Affiliation? Freelance. Registered to Amon Rising Esquire.
Aces.
Registration number 338.
Drop us out of cloaking. And, send them the distress call. Hey there, handsome. If you can hear this, my power coupling's overloaded and I'm stranded. If you've got a tractor beam or some spare power couplings, lend a girl a hand, will ya? I'll make it worth your while. Coordinates have been sent over, so give me a holler.
The NOC is requesting permission to dock.
Permission granted. About time someone showed up.
Yuki, this ship has been designated missing by the Freelance Registry Board.
Oh, give me a break, Dancer. You have no idea what living on 6 potato chips a day is... like. Looking out one of the side windows, the ship docking is a lot filthier than the photos suggest. A big gray lump exuding smog and barely held together modifications. Gang signs sprayed across its wings, and a busty Narn girl drawn on its bow. A pirate ship. Talk about getting catfished.
Docking tube engaged.
Keep that blast door shut, Dancer. I can see their shapes approaching behind the blast door windows. Big, green, pig-like creatures on two legs, known for their smell and poor bedside manners. I've heard the rumors in basic training. Genetic abominations. They've eliminated their female genome centuries ago, opting to modify their sperm to be the most virile there is. They can impregnate anything, and it will come out 100% poglet. As a side effect, they've also got the highest libido of any documented creature in the verse. And they've modified their own strength and metabolism, so each one's hung and strong like a bear. But that's probably just rumors. Federation propaganda. Right? Press the button to talk, handsome.
This is Captain Log of the NOC. We heard you could use a hand. As you can see, we have the tool you need to get you out of this mess. We're also willing to replenish your lost rations.
Sounds good. Just leave it in the box and I'll pay you back for it.
See. We're not interested in credits.
Fuck. Not a problem. If Alliance credits won't do, I've got some poggy bolts. Some precious metals you can hawk at the nearest port. I'm sure you-
How about you show us your titties?
You're probably thinking of ways to get out of this. Trust me, Peanut. I've been through them all, weighed the pros and cons, and I've arrived here way ahead of you. All these creatures do is raid vessels and breed out all the females they find. To give them chase or fight them off only gets their blood going, flowing all the way to their cocks. I let out a groan, looking down on my suit as I hesitantly reach for my zipper, resting below my cleavage. Dragging it down, clasp by excruciating clasp, all the way down, exposing more skin, underboob, and, finally, my belly.
Come on, girl, take it all!
Show us some titties!
Then I peel back the leather. At least these fellas are in for a treat.
God damn!
Fuck yeah!
You like that, boys?
Push them against the glass.
Ugh. I know where this is going, and I don't know about you, but I'd rather not go through all this song and dance.
Fucking gorgeous.
I just want to suckle them.
There you go. Get a nice look. You happy now? Okay, just put the part through the... Oh, shit! Shit! I need to push the speaker!
Nice going, you dumb fucking bimbo.
She hasn't eaten in days. She's weak as a kitten.
Like I said, we'll give you the tool you need. We'll be sharing all our tools with you. My ship now, baby.
Well, fuck me.
I plan to We all do.
I thought I'd found every place to fuck on this ship. The kitchen table, the shower, soaked in engine grease and the superlight core, but these pigs. In about 3 or 4 days, they found brand new places to fuck me.
Fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck!
Against the cockpit window. In the escape pod. Oh, fuck.
I'm coming.
Oh, shit. On the hull.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck this. I'm cold and I'm fucking tired.
Oh, stupid fucker.
4 weeks. While these pigs gloat and use me, shackled in my own fitness room, flying my ship. I knew it was the outcome from the moment I laid eyes on their brown and green hides, so I made it easy for them. Didn't make it any easier for me.
Yeah. Think yourself. Clever little. Save me. Well, how clever are you? Now that I got your ship, your AI, and now you. How's that feel, girl?
Fucking sucks. You keep talking that shit, I can do this.
You were saying, Kitty, before I knocked you up.
I said, I can do this all day.
Oh, granted. All yours, boys!
Did you remember to feed her?
Nah, I was more interested in feeding that pussy.
Then I got her. Kitty wants her milk. Open up.
Yeah, whatever.
Ooh, yeah. That's it. Put some hum in there now. Yeah.
You think the captain's right about commandeering this ship?
Shut the fuck up!
I mean, the ship is sexy as hell, but we'd be better off selling it and getting a bigger one. Expanding the crew, keeping the girl.
Shut the fuck up!
Maybe get some Rutonians to throw some weight around. They're handy in a fight.
You know what would make this blowjob better? Not having you talk over it.
Okay, jeez.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm coming! Oh, yeah!
Oh, she's all tuckered out now.
Fine, give her a 10-minute break.
But I want to turn.
Not till you get on the hull and scrub the nacelles. Put a spacesuit on.
I don't get a lot of time to myself around these pony boys, but when I do, I make use of it wisely. Doing curl-ups on the bar I installed in the bathroom. Planks while they fuck me from behind. Fucking is good exercise on its own, but their semen is the most slippery, protein-rich cum in the galaxy. And now the other.
There we go. All done. Now, kitty cat, it's time to power.
My balls!
Thanks, Tubby. I'm gonna need that spacesuit of yours. Pogs, strong as hell.
but not the brightest or the quickest. About 2 weeks ago, a move like that might have taken me all I had. And if they still thought of me as a threat, they might have seen it coming. Instead, I waited, bided my time, built my strength.
Resize. That's better.
Oh fuck, she's out!
Hold on, that'll get that girl in a fucking spacesuit? What are you gonna do, outfloat us?
Dancer, initiate spider purge protocol.
Affirmative. Opening all windows and doors.
What?
Hey, Captain, chill out.
No!
With zero gravity enabled, I give them all a push out the cargo bay, watching their shiny, frozen bodies drift in the solar winds like Christmas ornaments.
My ship now, baby.
Shall I resume your previously plotted course to Asteroid City, Sierra Zulu 69?
No. Plot a course to the nearest fertility clinic. I need all the pills. Twice. Also, I'm gonna need to shower for days. Know your enemy. Lay low like a snake in the grass. Advice that's gotten me out of a pickle more than a few times. And has never failed me in the past.
You thinking about something? Pet?
Nothing, Master. But if it fails me in the future, only time will tell. Yuki, Space Assassin, was created by Sadistic Dreamer, starring Kit Nevada. Follow us on Patreon for more goodies. Sign up for the $2 tier, and you'll get exclusive content, such as original writing by Sadistic Dreamer and bonus episodes. $6 will get you 1 week early access on all content, exclusive and otherwise. Go to patreon.com/sadisticdreamer, and remember to follow us on Twitter, at Yuki Space Ass. Yes, Yuki Space Ass. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, kitties. Sweet dreams.